I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey! Let's go!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Recently, we tackled one of the most hard-hitting subjects we've ever tackled here on The Slacker Show. At T-Hack's insistence, we did horse stories.
Right. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah, that was so good every
and
time.
I just want to say that I knew for a fact, as a radio veteran, that it would fail miserably.
Right.
Wow, was I wrong.
Yeah.
Turns out everybody's got a horse story.
Mm-hmm.
Today we're doing fish stories.
But only because we found that at least three people in this room have a fish story, and boy, is one wild.
And mm-hmm. I bet the fourth person has one, just doesn't remember.
You don't think I would remember? Okay.
Yeah. Can we put Aaron's job on the line this time instead of mine? mine was on the line for horses.
I might have pushed this.
I want to say this. Aaron's job will be on the line the second the listeners hear her story.
Yeah. Oh, I'm with you.
Her story, if you think Aaron is the little sister of Pippi Longstocking, nay. Nay. She's Chucky's older sister.
Yeah, nailed it.
She is one of the darkest souls. The story that just passed through
you don't have
my
all
ear
the,
canals. I have all the information I need, sister. That is the most effed up thing I've... All right. If you've got a fish story, start thinking about it. Start thinking about calling in. But let's just start here with Aaron's fish story.
You know, a few years ago, this was high school. It's my senior year of high school. We did the white elephant thing.
That's so much longer than a few years ago.
I know. Okay. I know. I
did. You're 30.
Yeah. Okay. Rude. We were doing white elephant in class. Someone brought a betta fish and okay. I ended up getting it. And I was like, I don't really want a fish, but I'll take care of it. So I had this fish for like a year. And my mom, I'm not going to lie, kind of neglected it. I didn't change the water as often as I should. Okay.
This story's getting worse.
My favorite part is Hack and Erica are drilling holes in the side of my face, only making eye contact with me because no one wants to look at Aaron anymore. Because
I still fed it.
So scared. She's one of the scariest people.
I know. And I sit next to her every day.
Here's what I would like. The Slacker Show featuring Jeff Dahmer. Less scary. Less scary than what?
Yeah. Okay, let's let her finish.
Okay.
I had this fish and my mom was cleaning out its bowl because, like I said, I didn't do it as often as I should have. Uh-huh. And it slipped through and she was doing it over the sink.
Slipped through what?
Because she just would like lean the bowl up against the, to like empty the water out.
Okay.
And so it...
So she would drown the fish with air. It's like, what the? Well, the water's going that way. I should go with the water, right?
And so it did. And it went down into the sink.
Turns out the apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
So it went into the sink. She couldn't grab it. and it was the side of the garbage disposal. And so the fish is like flailing around in there. And I was like,
it's down in the garbage disposal.
Yes.
Like towards the pipes.
Yeah. And so I'm like, oh no, I'm trying to grab it. And it's time is passing by. Like we cannot get it. Because it's two thirds of its body.
Aaron,
it's not, what?
I have said this on the air. As frightening as you are right now, one of the more frightening things about you is how freakishly small your hands are.
Oh my God.
They are the smallest hands I've ever seen, and I've had children.
They're baby hands.
They're baby hands. Those hands could have got that fish.
I couldn't.
Could have got that fish.
It was his back tail. That was the only thing that was exposed.
His back tail. Oh,
okay. You know what I mean? It's like, not the flipper, whatever it is.
This is the dumbest thing.
They weren't super close, okay? He doesn't really know.
This would all make sense of like, oh, the desperation, except you started with your story with, I didn't want the effing fish anyway. Yeah.
You called him a beta.
Your effort
I still
was,
took care of it.
Okay.
Kind of.
Not really.
Yeah.
So I could not grab the fish. It was stuck under the garbage disposal. So my mom looked at me, her eyes filling up with water, with tears. She goes into the other room. I turn on the water and I flip the switch to the garbage disposal.
There's no world where I could.
And your mom
is to kill a pet.
Erica, you've had some lime rinds or whatever down in there that you forgot fell down in, and then it does that. As it's grinding
up. Chopping them
up.
Yes.
Yes.
This one was pretty smooth.
Because it's a slippery fish.
Exactly. I couldn't grab it.
Is there any world where the water pushed it down the pipes and it swam on?
No. Because we had tried for so long to get him out that he had probably already passed.
By the time he was holding his little fish breath.
And he said, I guess they don't love me.
I wonder what these big blades do. Okay.
Who wants salmon?
There's other fish stories in the room.
Yes.
But we are hoping. PETA, if you're listening, that was not me. That was Erin Dahmer.
She thinks that she was doing the right thing.
Yeah.
She did the humane thing by chopping up a fish. If you have a story involving a fish.
Also, I don't know if PETA is really coming after fish killers.
You'd be surprised.
Okay.
Fish stories, we'd like to hear them.
Best caller is going to get a pair of tickets to see Blue October. They're playing Mission Ballroom on October 24th.
Me today!
CMAEG.
That's what the fish sang. She's all, there's the response.
All right, 303-222-5423. You can text or call. I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but only one of you gets to tell your fish story now, and the other one can do it in a second when the people are calling in.
It's all tea house.
No. You know what? I feel like you're the one who called. Fish stories, everybody's calling.
Okay.
Mine's short, so you go ahead.
Okay, mine's pretty short, too. There was a big carnival in the town where I grew up. We'd go every year, my siblings and I, and then eventually you go, you know, when you're older. When we were young, we played some game. I don't know what it was. And my sister and I won fish. The problem is, when you plan to be at the carnival for about 5 more hours, and then you try to transport the fish home in a little plastic baggie, everyone knows this, they're probably bellies up by the time you get home.
So you just carried... You can't go to the carny guy
and go, Darla, chill.
I'll come by and grab my fish at the end.
So, Darla, I think we may have, but it's hot out. There's kids running everywhere. There's probably
and you're shaking
the
bag.
Can you watch my fish? Can you watch my purse, too? I'm just going to leave all my stuff here.
No, but the guy's got the fish in a tank.
I think you got like a slip of paper that was like, come back for your fish. So we did.
Oh. But you came back too soon.
Think about driving home. When you're driving on the road.
Yeah, the fish can handle that.
How would you know? In a little plastic bag? I bet the microplastics got him. I think both of them died before we got home. Oh. Goldfish.
Were they ever alive?
Who's to say?
What did you do with them when you got home?
I don't know. It's none of my business.
Do you think maybe your mom?
No. Toilet.
More humane, right? Which way? Shove them down with all the poop.
Okay. Would you rather flush a fish Or would you rather grind up a fish to become a little fish cake?
I want him to not have to suffer through your poop. Like maybe if he's down there with the asparagus, he gets one less just one last little meal.
Fish don't eat asparagus.
Well, they definitely don't eat poop.
Okay. What's
they
happening?
Might. I don't know, actually.
Yeah.
You've heard two of the best. If you've got a fish tail.
Oh.
That's why he's the best.
Oh man.
We'd love to hear your story. 303-222-5423.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423. The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Who's getting fired today? I forget.
It was Aaron.
I think Aaron could put her.
I put my toes on the line.
We're doing fish stories.
Uh-huh.
Because we tried horse stories one day and then, yeah.
If you just heard Aaron's story, you know exactly why we're doing fish stories. What was that?
I think there's another topic we could have done.
Someone texted in Fishery Dahmer.
Yeah. I think the topic could have been the darkest thing about you.
I did a nice thing.
Here's the reason we can still do that topic. I bet you a nickel Aaron's got something darker than
She's
that.
She's all, I can dig deeper, man.
Oh, hold my beer. Uh-huh. You think killing a fish.
Hold my gluten-free beer, man.
Yes, my cider.
Yeah.
Adam?
Hello.
Adam, I know who you are, but I want to have a drink with you. I have officially, whenever you're free, just text and we'll meet somewhere. That was epic.
You got it.
Fish, what happened to you?
So I had a saltwater aquarium. Oof. And I was feeding my fish. And I had a lionfish, I had a huma fish, I had all these expensive fish.
Notice he's speaking
fish.
In a past term.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Very past terms. And so I put the piece of shrimp down in there, and a lionfish has got a huge mouth. And he went to suck that food, and he sucked the huma into his mouth, and I just went to smack him on the head. And those things are so poisonous, that spine went right into my middle finger.
Oh! Wait, of which fish?
It's called a lionfish.
But then he sucked another fish into his mouth.
Yeah, because he was going for the shrimp, but he...
Yeah, they were both going for shrimp. The food, but he had the bigger mouth.
Yeah, so he just was like, screw it. I'll just eat.
What does the poison do to humans?
You think you're going to die.
Oh. Do you have all fingers still?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
So it feels like your arm is on fire on the inside.
Wow.
And so this was a long time ago. This was like before the internet. And so I call poison control because there's a red mark going up my arm, like towards my heart.
Oh, my gosh.
So I was like,
I'm going to die.
Am I going to die? So I called poison control, and you could tell the guy's like thumbing through a book.
And he's like, so
how did you get stung by a fish? And I was like, Does it really matter?
Hey, you don't need a backstory, son. Just give me an answer here.
Calling 911, and he's like, no, I don't think so. And you can almost like hear the pages turning. And then so he finally got to the lionfish page, and he was like, he goes, no, he goes, I think you're going to be okay. And I go, okay, well, what am I supposed to do? So it's just like getting stung by like a bee or something, right? And he kind of laughed at me. He goes, maybe like 1,000 bees.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, like, well, okay, so what do I do?
Call poison control.
Well, this was centuries ago.
Yeah.
So by now, I'm like 7 beers down, like just walking around my living room trying to kill this pain. And okay. And I was like, so what am I supposed to do? What am I supposed to do? And he goes, just soak it in as hot water as you can stand. And I was like,
okay. This just guy's winging it.
For how long? And he goes, just like 8 hours.
What is that? I'm really glad you live.
Adam, we have to take other calls, but for real, you're one of our favorite people.
Yeah, yeah.
You won your way. You're okay. Did you kill the fish that night or later?
Oh, it killed everything in my tank that had eyes. It poisoned the whole tank.
Okay. Yeah.
The only thing that lived was like starfish and, you know, stuff without eyes.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Adam. I'll see you at the bar.
Stuff without eyes.
It's just very predatory. So if it had eyes, it's like, I'm going to kill you. If you're looking at me, I'm killing you. That's the kind of fish it was.
Okay. It makes me nervous. He said it was before the internet, because to get those fish, you had to know a guy. Yeah. Back, you know, it's like,
You don't just get a lionfish. It's like, hey, I'm flying back from Zimbabwe tomorrow.
Oh, a lot sketchier.
I'll shove a lionfish in my crotchal area. Kayla? Kayla?
Yeah.
Fish. What's your fish story?
So, long story short, my husband decided when we were in a tiny, tiny apartment to get a 50-gallon fish tank.
Nice.
Then we bought a 4-bedroom house, and he stuck that fish tank in one of the bedrooms. He travels for work.
He what?
He travels for work.
Oh.
He would never take care of said fish.
Oh.
Ever. That room stunk.
Yeah. Like fish.
Terribly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like fish poop.
Antibacterial hand soap. He still to this day thinks that the fish got stuck in the filter and just exploded.
You killed them?
And I killed every single one of them, son of a mother. Yes.
Okay, Kayla.
Who's dark now?
Kayla, this is Aaron. Aaron, this is Kayla. You two can never meet. Okay.
I think I want to be done.
It stunk. What else are you supposed to do? It smelled bad.
Without a doubt. If it smells bad, kill it. Christine? I know you wanted
Yai.
Fish, what's your story?
My son, when he was like 5, his grandfather took him fishing. He caught his first fish. It was very small.
Yeah.
He tried to put it in the fish tank, and it was in a plastic bag. We wouldn't let him because he caught it earlier that day.
Yeah.
So he put it in his toy box in the plastic bag, and we couldn't figure out why the house smelled and what was rotten until we found that fish at the bottom of his toy box.
Good thing it wasn't Kayla. They would have killed the son. Smells in here. I kill everything that smells.
Yeah.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
9.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.